You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired.
Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology, Amazon, Google, Apple. Just a few of the companies counting Quantic Executive MBA students and graduates among their workforce. Quantic's global network equips high-potential leaders with the tools to make an impact. Visit quantic.edu/wired to learn more.
Here's what you should know today. Scammers are preying on those desperate to get COVID-19 vaccines by offering shipments of doses in Facebook groups and Telegram chats. According to a new report, researchers had no trouble finding vendors with claims of vaccines ready to ship. The offers ranged from Facebook page operators willing to ship Sinovac COVID-19 vaccines from China, which is not authorized for use in the United States, to apparent scammers on Telegram claiming to have access to Moderna, Pfizer, and AstraZeneca's vaccines. Artists are reimagining how COVID-19 will shape the art world. When galleries and museums closed, artists found new ways to present their work via screen. Now artists, galleries, and art sellers are looking ahead to what life would look like after the pandemic. Read more about it on Wired.com. A hacker tried to poison the water supply of a 15,000-person city of Oldsmar, Florida. Last Friday, an employee of the water treatment plant noticed his mouse cursor was moving strangely on his computer screen. The attacker upped sodium hydroxide levels in the Oldsmar, Florida water supply to extremely dangerous levels. The cursor began clicking through the water treatment plant's controls. Within seconds, the intruder was attempting to change the water supply's levels of sodium hydroxide. In low concentrations, the corrosive chemical regulates the pH level of potable water. At high levels, it severely damages any human tissue it touches. Now, feds are trying to determine who's behind the hack and whether it was someone in the U.S. or overseas. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.